From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A powerful bomb exploded today in a hospital complex. It happened in southwestern Pakistan, the city of Quetta, killing at least 20, wounding many more. The provincial health minister told reporters the death toll is likely to rise because, in his words, some of the people are critically wounded. Quetta is the capital of Balochistan province, where the ethnic Baloch separatists and religious extremists routinely carry out such attacks. Rebels breached the Syrian government siege on opposition neighborhoods in the city of Aleppo, opening a corridor in the south and marking a major military breakthrough. University of San Francisco Middle East scholar Stephen Zunis tells VOA the rebel advances in Aleppo are crucial.
This is a pretty remarkable turnaround for the besieged rebels. Somehow they were able to get no less than 30 different armed factions to cooperate in breaking through this siege and taking over this heavily fortified military area, including an artillery school and a major base.
Zunis says the battle for Aleppo, which is Syria's largest city and former commercial heart, is pivotal for the Syrian civil war. A UN peacekeeper was killed, four others wounded Sunday in northeastern Mali when their vehicle, part of a supply convoy, hit a roadside bomb. That blast occurred in the Kidal region where Islamist groups are active. All the casualties are from Chad. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Mali has become the most dangerous assignment for UN peacekeepers, where more than 100 have died since the MINUSMA peacekeeping movement in July of 2013. This is VOA News.